Game 6 of the World Series. The Indians with a 3-2 series lead, and they're ready to party at Progressive. But the Cubs have other ideas. They look to force a Game 7 behind reigning Cy Young winner Jake Arrieta. His opposition, Josh Tomlin. The home run ball has been his Achilles heel all year, and sure enough, in the first.
Ryan, it's a high fly ball deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone! Chris Bryant with a home run to left, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
On a two-strike pitch, he lets the ball get deep and hits an absolute bomb into the seats in left field. What a start for the Cubs.
In the air to center, Nate Gwynn to his left, Chisholm home, neither one gets it. One run scores. Here comes Zobrist, throw home. Safe as the ball gets away, and Russell ends up at third. And a big misplay out in right center. It's 3-0. Half slide, half barrel, and two outs, nobody on, and the next thing you know, it's 3-0 Cubs.
Cubs have runners at all three stations. Here is Russell standing in. Infield in for the Indians. Big spot.
2-0. High fly ball to left center. At the wall. Grand slam. 7-0 Chicago.
Grand slam. Grand slam, Addison Russell. He cracked a long drive just to the left of dead center. And it sailed into the stands. A grand slam for Addison Russell.
Bags are loaded for Tyler Naquin. This is the biggest Indians offensive at-bat of the night.
Struck him out. Arrieta into and out of trouble. A swing and a miss on the very next delivery, and a strikeout starts the sixth.
You know what's so impressive right there of Arrieta?
Good work tonight for Arrieta.
A man at first, two down, Cubs lead 7-2.
But one pitch, Russell flips for the out as Baez keeps his foot on the bag. And the forced out ends the sixth. One of the major reasons why this World Series got back to Cleveland. Ground ball right side, Chapman a race to the bag, safe!
This one will be...
They may look at that. Now the trainer, athletic trainer, is going to come out. And there it is. And now an out call at first. So the inning is over. Chapman had to throw just a couple of pitches. The question is he injured? Napoli went around, and that's a strikeout to start the eighth. Broken bat might be two. Out at second. What a job by Baez.
Here's the 0-1. Rizzo drives one in the air. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run to right for Rizzo, and the Cubs lead 9-2.
How's that for a call, partner?
There will be a seventh game of the World Series following a dominant 9-3 win by the Cubs in Game 6. Addison Russell becomes the first shortstop in history to hit a grand slam in the World Series, while his six RBIs in one game tie Albert Pujols, Hideki Matsui, and Bobby Richardson for the most ever in the Fall Classic. Corey Kluber and Kyle Hendricks duel on Wednesday with baseball's ultimate prize up for grabs. For more on the Cubs' dominant Game 6 victory, here's Jack Morris from Progressive Field.
The Chicago Cubs offense comes alive as they score 9 runs to force Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. The 3-4-5-6 hitters combined for 9 runs and 3 home runs and give Jake Arrieta all the run support he needed to pick up a win in his 5 2/3 innings of work.
Terry Francona knows that his Indians team did not put their best foot forward in Game 6. Tito shares his thoughts on the setback and what to look forward to in Game 7.
I thought coming out of the gate, he looked terrific. I mean, you know, first two hitters, small sample, but kind of shows you what stuff he's going to have. And throwing strikes, and it was crisp. You know, he got ahead of Bryant 0-2 and left a breaking ball. He was trying to bounce it or get it down out of the zone. And, you know, threw it way, way too good. And Brian hit the solo. And then getting into the third, I just thought he had a harder time throwing his breaking ball where he wanted to. It was just catching a lot of the plate. Lonnie went hard after it, you know, as he should. but you know, it's Naquin's ball. He was playing on that side, and he's a center fielder. And I think at the end there, as Lonnie was kind of pulling off, Naquin was yelling, "It's yours. You got it." And there is pretty loud anyway. I think, you know, we kind of told Nate that, especially playing on that side, that's his ball. Just take charge and take it. Kind of made it hard on Lonnie because you got to go hard until you hear something. You know, and that was an unfortunate play because that ended up, you know, we thought we're out of the inning with one, kind of regroup, and instead it's three, and JT had to keep getting, you know, keep pitching. The idea was to, I mean, you always want to win the game, but the next best thing is, and we talked about this before we even started, was try to make them use pitching, even in a loss. So, you know, we hung around enough, you know, to at least Chapman had to pitch. You never know. Maybe that helps us.
A crucial play in Game 6 was a first-inning miscommunication on a fly ball between Tyler Naquin and Lonnie Chisenhall, which led to a two-out, two-run double by Addison Russell. Naquin shared his thoughts on the play.
Man, you know, it's just kind of one of those in-betweeners, you know. Lonnie got a good break, I had a break, and just one of those deals, man. You know, kind of one of those deals you wish you could take back at the moment, you know, me being the center fielder. You know, I need to take charge in that, you know. On, not rely on that, and you know, that's my mistake.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, absolutely. You know, if you're in the ballpark, you know, you can tell how loud it is. You know, you got to use some kind of hand signs or something. But like I said, man, that's a tough ball right there, and you know, I should have took that charge.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, man, I want to make up. You know, I want to let, you know, let Tomlin off the hook, see if he can, you know, keep going or whatnot. But I mean, it's kind of one of those things you got to learn from. You know, it's a heck of a situation to learn from it. Being in a big series like this, but you know, you got two ways to look at it. You can grow up from it, or you can just dwell on it.
Jason Kipnis was one of the few Indians with a productive Game 6, which included a home run. Kipnis shares his thoughts on the Game 6 setback and what to look forward to in a winner-take-all Game 7.
You know, it's tough. In regular season games, the crowd noise isn't as loud usually in our park or in other parks, so you can usually hear the other person call it, and it's tough when you have to keep looking up and down to see who's waving you off, and it's part of the game. It happened. It was frustrating. You never want to start off a game like that down three right away, but at the same time, we got a lot of guys in there who are still saying, "Hey, let's put up a fight. Let's start chipping away, or let's go to work." And unfortunately, Arrieta threw another great game. But no, I think our guys. We fight no matter what the situation is. That's what we've been doing all year, and being down 3-0 isn't any reason to hang it up at that point. Well, I mean, being up 3-1 has put us in this position. It's a fortunate position to be in where you can lose two and still have a chance to win. Getting out to that lead means that we're still here, then we're playing for Game 7. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew they got a great ball club over there, and they were lined up with their three-headed monster of pitching staff, and it's going to be a fun one. We're still very confident. They've done a great job of playing with their backs against the wall, and now we're going to see how we do.